Why are we on the fourth floor? I asked the mother, but we both are unsure. Yeah, this is where the doctor said that we should go. Holding my child, she's 10 months old. The hospital was so cold. Definitely ruining all our holiday plans. A beach sands, filling out some bland paperwork with shaky hands. Seeing little children stricken with a certain sickness. Clutch my baby a little tighter, reflect the nervous feelings. A whole hour passed, we starting to lose patience. Humbled by the thoughts of patience lost in this situation. Here comes a nurse, not knowing that we should fear the worst. See the doctor's mouth moving, couldn't even hear the words. This isn't happening to you, I'm like Superman. And I can protect you from anything, I was really scared. I realized what I heard but not prepared for. The sentence that the doctor said, your daughter has cancer. I will take my life right now, if you would save my child. I'll exchange my life for hers, this is my solemn vow. No more chemo in her veins, and no more screams of pain. This is a father's shame, that I can't save you from everything.
Okay, I gotta man up. It hit me so hard that I could barely stand up. And the flowers and balloons and the cards came. Prayers many hours, knees bruised all in God's name. If only my feeble hands could remove this neuroblastoma tumor from your adrenal glands. Why you? Why now? It didn't feel fair. Your grandma shed tears, you lost your hair. It's unbelievable, little Bella was that strong. And inconceivable, we lived in a hospital that long. Protecting your immune system from contaminants. You had to wear a medical mask, can't give my kid a kiss. I learned to envision your face growing, getting older. Envision you driving your first car and getting your diploma. Envision your wedding, your husband better be a soldier. A little girl sick like you died two rooms over.
I will take my life right now, if you would save my child. I'll exchange my life for hers, this is my solemn vow. No more chemo in her veins, and no more screams of pain. This is a father's shame, that I can't save you from everything.
Chemotherapy made Christmas hard to process. I fed the family faith, hoping it make their fear starve to death. Your mama's tough, pray to St. Jude's that it's a bad dream. But couldn't be, I'm speaking to doctor and not Epstein. I remember the cries, remember the meals. Fed through tubes, pulling the red wagon, the sound of the plastic wheels. Kind of a metaphor for pulling through this ordeal. I pray my enemies never even have to know how this feels. But forget our feelings, doesn't matter, you're the one suffering. You couldn't speak a lot yet, but it's like your eyes were saying, daddy, if it's an obstacle and price I gotta pay for a long, great life, then we'll make it through okay. The day of your final surgery, I still live in that moment. The teddy bear you were holding, I still own it. I watched the doors closing, February 2, 2004. My little girl is cured.
Hi, Daddy. It's Christmas.
My God, I will take my life right now, if you would save my child. I'll exchange my life for hers, this is my solemn vow. No more chemo in her veins, and no more screams of pain. This is a father's shame, that I can't save you from everything.